Is that on? We'll call the meeting to order, please. Has everyone had a look at the agenda and any additions or deletions?
I have a couple of additions for you in new business. New business number one, land sales development agreements. And new business number two, Two Rivers Handy Transit Subcommittee.
All right, can we have a mover for the agenda, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Pardon?
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, and can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Now we'll go into financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26040 to 26062, other 0313 to 0337. Therefore, be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $160,478.94. A mover, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. I always get up and put my glasses on and then everything just three times the size.
Don't trip.
All right. This is for the two paychecks. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0338 to 03341, I should say four paychecks out of there, maybe. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $6,196.82. Mover?
Sir.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Okay. Should have a little bell. When you can come back in, you hear a bell.
You have to bring one from your farm.
That's a little too loud for this situation. My Swiss cowbell.
Okay. Department reports, Public Works. All right, that's in your notes. Utility, there is none for this 2 weeks. Bylaw, none, and building, none. Reports of committees. Whitemull Two Rivers Seniors, again, is in there. Okay. And Northeastern Municipal Forum. That's an old one from October, actually, but that's what's there. Verbal reports of committees. Councilor Sterk. Deputy Reeve Honke.
I had Two Rivers, and that everything's going good. Got some stuff going on and everything, so everything's going really good with Two Rivers and that right now. So,
okay, Councilor McDougall.
Yeah, I had a Community Futures Winnipeg River meeting last night. We elected our board for the year. No changes from last year. I'm on the Investment Review Committee. Everything is going good there. Just something to make note again, there's money to be lent out. We can go up to $300,000 now that they've teamed up with BDO. And if you do borrow up to the $300,000, it can't have a land component, but if it were for starting a business, equipment or something, you can go up to that. For some reason they don't want land, but are with the community futures themselves, you can borrow up to $150,000. So even if there was a property component to it, you could borrow up to $150,000 through that.
What's the interest rate there?
2% above the last one I saw was with 7%.
I'm gonna get a different chair. Because those don't fit me. Okay, just grab one from here.
Thanks. 7 point something was the last one I saw.
Okay.
For a loan we just reviewed, so I thought it was quite reasonable for rates.
You have a lot, do we have people actually applying? Is there a
number of people? We did a big one out of our municipality a couple of years ago. Other than that, there haven't been many. I'm on the review committee, and we do get regularly.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to see some come out of Whitemouth. There's money available, and that's for anyone, even an existing business that might want to expand. It's there. And if a bank has said no to you, and this is a good alternative.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Councilor Stead.
I have the Whitemouth Library AGM is tonight at 7, so anyone's welcome to come. And other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, I just had one that was the WERT, where they're actually just starting up again for this year. They have a lot of training programs going on, but they had their first meeting for this year again, and four of them are attending a conference starting tomorrow morning. And that's it, so. Now at 1:00, we'll have to wait for that, eh? Public hearing at 1:30, but we'll wait.
I'm early.
Okay.
Came from the dump.
Okay. We'll go to communications. Number one, Whiteshell Laboratories Public Lesionary Council Seminar dates. Some of the dates that are on there, they're right up here. We're 4, 5, and the 9th, wasn't it? And the 19th? Yeah. So is there any dates here we want to pick, or do we just pick a date?
Pick a date.
March 4th, 5th, afternoon, 19th,
morning.
Or the afternoon.
So the 19th would be best for me, March 19th, if that would work for others.
Afternoon?
Either.
I don't think I have any. But I think, I mean, who knows? We've got to pick a date. I'm fine with that. I'm sure.
That's us going to them? Are they coming to us? How is, I read that, but it was.
It's going to them, and they provide a lunch for it as well.
Okay. And would we be going to, last time we went into Pinawa to the Lewis Center, or would we be going to the site here, I wonder? I couldn't tell from the invite.
I'm not sure. They have so many of them going on right now.
They do. It's a nice initiative on their part.
I can't read that.
These came up in our community futures meeting, and somebody from a different area thought maybe they were coming to them. But the consensus is we're going to them.
Well, let's pick a date, and then maybe you can research that information.
We'll get verification of where it's located.
Whether we go there or they come here.
Yeah.
Pick a date. Is March 19th fine?
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Afternoon.
Afternoon or morning, guys?
What time in the morning?
I prefer morning.
Yeah, then I'm good with that.
It gives me time in the afternoon.
Yes, yes.
So we've got to have a resolution?
Yep.
Okay.
Just finish this here.
Okay. Whereas invitation from the Whiteshell Laboratories Public Lesion Committee for a dedicated council seminar held the morning of March 19th has been received. Now therefore be it resolved that all of council be approved to attend same, and be it resolved that they may be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. I'm over.
Stare.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number two, happy hours, Christmas potluck invitation. Is that just thank them for inviting us? Because we, in my opinion, we don't need a resolution for this, because if it's an invite from the seniors, we're not getting paid to go. We're just going. We need a resolution for that? Oh, okay. All right. Number three, Northeastman Municipal Forum meeting date. That's February 2nd. That's next Monday, correct?
Yeah.
We need a resolution for that. So whereas the Northeastman Municipal Forum will be held February 2nd, 26th in Lac-Da-Bonnie, Manitoba. Now therefore be it resolved that the council and the chief administrative officer be hereby authorized to attend the same. And be it resolved that they may be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover, please.
Stead.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Does it say what time that time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Doesn't say that there, but it is 12 o'clock. Number four, Sergeant Myers, Lac-Da-Bonnie Detachment, quarterly RCMP report. You got it in your package. Okay. Number five is an invite for nominations for Physician Emeritus 2026. Well, for us here, I'm not too sure what we can do, because, I mean, we had a doctor for 2 days and then gone, and then another doctor coming for 2 days. And maybe we should have, I think this should actually be handled out of the North, which the committee I am on is the Northeastern Health Committee. You know, there probably be bigger hospitals that have somebody they can nominate. Okay? Number six, community planning. Proposal to subdivide part 9, 1311 EPM, Rural Municipality of Weymouth, conditional approved. And again, this is in our thing that conditionally this was approved. Number seven, Weymouth Groceries, request for council support for a liquor vendor in the town of Weymouth. So he wants just a letter of support from council, right?
Essentially.
And, okay, we can do that, and then we'll get admin to draft up a letter?
Yep, we can do that.
So there, whereas a request has been received for the support of council to have a Manitoba Liquor Control Commission outlet to be located in the Weymouth from, Dilip Kumar, owner of First Groceries. Now therefore be it resolved that the council of the Rural Municipality of Weymouth does hereby support Mr. Kumar's initiative to provide this support. And be it further resolved that the ministry be directed to draft a letter of support. Oh, you got it on there. Okay. Can we have a mover?
McDougall.
Seconder.
Oh.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number eight, Ronald McDonald House, request for a 2026 grant. I think last year, Lacey, we gave $500?
Yes, so I prepared a resolution with the amount that you guys approved last year, if you see fit.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you think. Can we have a mover?
I'll move that.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you. Number nine, Boreal Shores Art Tour, request for 2026 grant. And I think, again, last year we gave $600 on this one.
Yes, you did.
This seems to be a pretty big event, doesn't it? Can we have a mover?
How much?
I prepared this one with the same amount as last year of $600. I can change that or however you see fit.
No, I like the amount of last year.
$600.
Personally, yeah.
I'm fine with
it. I went through their information. It was good.
Yeah, I am too.
I wonder if there's some more artists locally, though, that are, could be in it. I noticed a number I know of that aren't participating. It's too bad.
Yeah. And they wouldn't want me.
Stick drawings.
Well, can you just put anything on the
I'll move it.
Call it art.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, whereas the Borough Shore Arts Tour has requested funding in the amount of, well, we're not doing that, for $1,000 for the 26th event to be held on August 15th. Now, therefore, be resolved that council does hereby approve providing $600 for this event. Mover?
Ms. Dougal.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number 10. That's a negotiating item, so we're going to carry that into in camera. Okay. Number 11, Clipper Eastman Tourism advertisement. I think it's the same one as we had there last year. You got any input? You're on the Eastman Tourism.
I don't.
No.
No.
Anyway, are we good with that? Have a mover for that?
Doesn't need a resolution.
We don't need one? Okay, it's just info. Thank you.
Well, due to the weather, I wasn't able to attend.
Pardon?
Due to the snowstorm.
What time is it? Unfinished business, lagoon, borrowing bylaw. Again, this is tabled, but we're actively searching for more funds. Number two. Waterline south of Elma. That's tabled.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We have some more chairs.
Hello.
Can you get a chair out of there? Two, waterline south of Elma, tabled. And again, number three, zoning bylaw, that's tabled in February. Number four, tax incentive bylaw, third reading. We did one and two the last meeting, we'll do the third reading today. Whereas bylaw number 77726 is a bylaw to create and implement a tax incentive program. Now therefore, be it resolved that bylaw number 77726 be hereby given third and final reading. A mover, please.
Stead.
Seconder.
Stewart.
Honking. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carry. Number five, senior election official for the 2026 elections. Position has been advertised, so that's a noted. Number six, Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District dissolution, that's been tabled. And number seven, again, is a labor position. Again, that's personnel, going to camera. And new business, number one, landfill. Can you fill us in on that? Can you just put it on there?
Request that was brought forth about looking into development agreements.
That'll go into in camera if it's a negotiation item. Okay. And then number two is Two Rivers, Mr. Honke.
Yeah, at the last meeting there at Two Rivers, they requested for me to join a subcommittee on the handy transit. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention and all that they requested.
Subcommittee for the, how many units do you guys run?
Two rivers. One, two, three, four, five.
Wow.
We're looking into two new ones right now.
So this is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we fall under it too.
We fall under with ours. But they're also picking up somebody in Seven Sisters for blood transfusions there too. So it's a good thing, yes.
Yeah,
okay, so whereas a request from Two Rivers Seniors for a representative for a subcommittee, Two Rivers Handy Transit, has been received. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Councillor Honky be hereby appointed for same, and be it resolved that be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover, please.
Question, sorry. So that'll be an extra meeting a month for this subcommittee, or what are they expecting?
Every second month.
Good.
Mover?
I'll move it.
Seconder?
It's there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay, do we have to come out of this?
Just let me catch up here for a second.
Too quick?
Just for the added items. Okay, so are you going to do the public hearing? It's a little bit early.
Yeah, it's a little bit late.
Just after 8 days.
We have to come out first anyway. You can do that.
There you go. Yep.
Be it resolved that the regular order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider conditional use application number CO126. Roll number 172536, description half 215079 in Seven Sisters Falls to allow for a used home to be moved onto the property. A mover?
Stead.
Seconder? Honky. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Just going to take this opportunity to remind anybody who wants to speak on the hearing that the sign and sheet's just right here. So anybody who wants to speak?
I think one's directly blasted.
I'm not getting one of those. Teeth will fall out when I'm talking. Okay, 131. Pick that up.
Let me know when it's over.
Okay, we're gonna start the hearing then.
I'm declaring a conflict of interest with respect to this public hearing, as I'm professionally involved with the applicant. I'll withdraw from the meeting and leave the room for the duration of this item.
Okay. All right, so we have a public hearing report. It's CO-126, Gary Borkevich. Request to move a used home onto roll number 172536. Description half to 15079 and Seven Sisters Falls. So I have looked at it. It's an older home. He had a building inspector inspect everything before he was even moving it or getting complete approval to move. Has a good letter of intent from Gary himself, and he will have it all up to standard under all the conditions that need to be met on the information we got, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm good with it.
Anybody want to speak to it?
Well, I'd like to say something.
Sure.
I am the grain boss, and I will be living right across from where I guess you're Gary.
Yep.
Right across from where I'm going to be living. I need to know the age of the house.
I'm guessing the house is probably built late 70s to early 80s. It's in very good structural shape. Everything is in very nice shape. The roof is straight, walls are straight, floor joists and beams and everything are in perfect condition on it.
Okay.
I have pictures if you want to see it.
No, that's fine. I understand that you will be putting siding and a new roof on it.
We're doing everything. It's
okay,
outside
but
and inside.
That within a year, 5 years,
I want to have it for sale by September.
Oh, so you're building it on spec to sell it?
Yes.
You don't like that. So you're not planning on using it as your own residence?
No. I do this for a living. I've done probably 20 of them, and when they're finished, they're just like a brand new house.
Can I just keep asking questions? Is that all right, guys?
You're
okay.
You have. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, well that, no, I understand you're going to buy two lots?
There's one big lot there. It's, I think it was marked as lots one and two, but they're together and...
It's one roll number.
Yeah.
So there's not two lots there?
Nope.
Two separate lots, so that's about 2 acres of land for one lot?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that, okay.
One roll number.
Now... The estimated value of the home?
$300,000 to $340,000, somewhere depending on the market at that time.
But the way it sits right now.
Oh, the way it sits?
Yes.
Oh, $10,000 to $15,000 right now. Foundation's a big cost of it. Moving is a big cost of it. The cost of the house compared to the resale of it is very cheap, but all the renovations is where all the cost comes in.
Are you putting in a basement?
Putting in a crawl space, 4 foot crawl space, ICF concrete block.
Mm-hmm.
We've done quite a few of those. They work very well. Very good insulation.
Now, there's no trees on that lot. Are you planning on putting up some kind of thing so I don't look right into your window?
I do. You have trees in your lot?
Yes, lots of them.
Yeah. I don't know. Were you required to plant the trees in your
lot? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's why I'm here. Give me information.
There was nothing saying that I had to plant trees on it.
Okay.
I didn't have any trees in.
And because you're not living there as your own resident, who's cutting the grass and keeping the yard up?
I would be looking for that either myself or hire somebody to do it. But it would keep maintained, that it would be maintained properly and look nice. It won't be a rundown, ugly looking site. Even though we're working there, it'll be kept nice.
Yeah.
Can I ask you if this is a rental property just for the snowmobilers?
Snowmobilers, no. I'm not renting that property up.
Okay.
It's for sale.
Well, it's something that,
yep,
that came up because I know you're associated with the Canadian.
This, I just want to remind, the hearing is for us to move the house onto the property.
Right.
Not all the other stuff. He's got all the conditions that are going to have to be met, and that's going to be followed up on.
And so is there something in writing that I can see that he's going to have this done in 1 year or 6 months? Or?
That's usually done in the resolution. In the resolution from council that council approves or...
Yeah, and then it'll be in there, like, it'll be approved like he has 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
And that, and you'll see that, yeah.
So is it 1 year, 5 years, what is it?
With planning and conditional use and variations in the Planning Act, it's 1 year, but they can get up to 2 6-month extensions to it.
Okay. Which way will the house face on the property?
It'll be facing north, to the road. The front of the house will be facing the road.
And the crossing into it, may I ask?
I was thinking of putting a crossing, I submitted a drawing of it. It would be just about the center of the property, just a little bit to the west side of the center of the property.
So is the house going to be basically in the middle?
No, I'm going to put it off to the side.
To which side?
West side.
More to the west?
Yeah.
That's closer to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Like I say, I do not want it to look ugly and terrible. It's
no,
going to look
I understand
nice
that.
Yeah. Totally, like the outside is totally redone. All new windows, new siding, new soffit fascia, new shingles, a new step, a new deck put on it. So everything will be totally redone on the outside. It looked like a brand new house on the outside. Inside also, everything on the inside gets all done completely.
But right now you're saying the value of the house is only about $10,000 to $15,000?
Yeah.
Now, this is just a question for the council. When my husband was alive and we came here, I know this meeting is only about the taxes thing, but he's moving in a used house. Are my taxes going to go down? Because we were told that when the new house was built at the end of the street, that our taxes went up 400. And I have proof for that.
That's the assessment.
But will our taxes go down?
No, we can't answer that here because the assessors do that. Council doesn't set the tax rate.
Okay. Just a question.
Okay. We'll go ahead. You have a... Pardon? Anybody else? No, there wasn't more that's on it.
I think this was wasted.
Except for Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I can give a little bit of insight into this. I've known Mr. Brooks Gavick for quite some time. I know the people he's worked for. He's done lots of work in Seven Sisters. His work is quality work. And I'm sure he wants to make a profit on his home. It has to look nice and be well located. And as far as trees go, it's up there. You can plant trees if they want to or not. So.
I don't like the fact that he's not going to be living there. He's just building it on spec.
Half the homes in the country, or half the homes in this area are built on spec.
Putting it up
there. Your home was a spec home as well.
Mm-hmm, I know. But mine's brand new.
Put it up somewhere.
You've got a very good deal on it.
Over.
Anyway, I think I have nothing else to say.
We're coming out of.
When you're done, yeah.
Okay.
Mike,
now we're over here.
No, I'm
back here a lot. Speaking.
We're done speaking. We'll come out of the hearing then. Be it resolved that as per section 152.4 of the Municipal Act, council does hereby now reopen the meeting to the public.
Prepare a resolution based on the letter of intent and
no, we not there for a while.
But if council
sorry.
Would like, I did prepare a resolution based on the letter of intent.
Kay.
And the application. And if council would like anything changed, I'll change it.
Well, let me read it first.
Yep.
Let me go through. Whereas a request has been received from Gary Boriskevich to allow a used dwelling be bought onto our municipality. And whereas the application is conditional use CO-126. And whereas the property is located at description 25079, identified as roll number 172536 in Seven Sisters Falls. And whereas representatives were in attendance and no objections were received. Better. One in favor. Okay. And whereas representatives were in attendance, one objection and one in support was received. And be it further resolved that council does hereby approve the conditional use application on the following conditions: that it be utilized within 12 months. Okay. That all restrictions from the building inspector dated January the 5th are completed. Can you put a 2026 on there?
Oh, yes.
That January 5th could be any January 5th.
Absolutely, good catch.
January 5th, 2026 are completed, and that all renovations as outlined in the application letter of intent be completed. Can we have a mover?
Stead.
A seconder. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. So we can come in.
Welcome. Welcome to the meeting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a great day.
I suppose you're going to be in camera?
Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item, legal and personnel. And be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83-1D of the Municipal Act. A mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
February.
All in favor?
Have a good day.
All in favor?
Aye.
For communications number 10, Rio Sales Line, in regards to roll number 143500, council directs admin to contact the owner of roll number 143600 to determine options. In regards to roll number 23600 and 8900, whereas a recommendation has been received from the municipality's contracted realtor to reduce the price of roll number 26300 and roll number 8900. Now therefore be it resolved that the price be immediately reduced to $69,900 for roll number 26300 and $69,900 for roll number 8900. A mover, please.
Excuse me, can you mark me as abstaining?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll move that.
Seconder?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay, this one here is unfinished business number 7. Whereas advertisements as per the collective agreement have been and applications received for a full-time laborer. Now therefore be it resolved that Freddie Posadas be hereby selected as a successful applicant to commence January 26, 2026. And be it further resolved that he be compensated as per the collective agreement. A mover, please.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. New business in number two in regards to land sale development agreements. Whereas new information regarding the sale of Wardrop Way subdivision has been brought to council. Now therefore be it resolved that the further sale of the residential lots in the Wardrop Way subdivision be temporarily suspended. And further be it resolved, administration is directed to gather information and draft a development agreement. A mover, please. Pardon?
Honky.
Honky. Seconder?
Stare.
Stare. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
You abstain, please.
And then be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 3:33 p.m.
Honky.
It's Carrick.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
Aye.